tomorrow there will be a final hour for the public to pay their final respects to the President before the President leaves Capitol Hill for the last time. The last soldier militant.
We are now switching to Dallas, where they are about to move Lee Oswald and where there's a scuffle in the police station.
Lee Oswald. We're going to Oswald has been. We are to switch now. Police are pulling. We're going to switch now to Bob Huffacker down in the basement of the courthouse, who is close to the scene. Go ahead, Bob.
Lee Harold Oswald has been shot.
All right, I'm going outside. We're switching now. We're still looking at the basement entrance from the jail, from the Houston County Jail. We're going to try to bring in Bob Huffacker of KRLD. Can you hear us down there, Bob, and give us an account of what happened?
Lee Harold Oswald has been shot. We saw no one fire the shot, only a blast from some bullet here in the basement of Dallas Police Headquarters. Oswald fell to the concrete in front of our eyes and immediately was covered by police officers who took him quickly, immediately, instantly from our sight. Police have ring the inside, and no one is allowed to leave. Everyone is being held in place, and police officers are not even allowing anyone to move. It is mass confusion. Police are holding everyone in place, and no one is. Pardon me. An ambulance is being ready to take Oswald away. Would you please get off? Just a moment.
Now, this is the exterior of the Dallas Hall. We're watching a policeman guarding the door. Now we're back up upstairs.
Well, when this turkey got well dressed, with a hat, he had a...
Where did he go?
Brown, I don't know. I think his shirt was brown and his hat was...
Where did he go, Pierre?
Well, he was here. They just put the gun there. I saw the flash on the black bullet. Oh, yeah, right there. And the guy brought... Right here. I saw the flash on the black sweater. That's what I remember. The both were crashing. I saw him there. He was in the group of men right here. I thought he was one of the detectives. You know, he had a hat. So he was well dressed. That's what I remember.
Had you seen him before?
I think he had his hat.
The situation is now that Lee Harold Oswald has been shot. The man who saw the shot fired said it was fired by a man wearing a black hat, a brown coat, a man that everyone down here thought was a Secret Service agent. Oswald was moved immediately from the area. No one knows at this time where Lee Harold Oswald is. At the present time, word is that an ambulance is being ready to take Oswald away. We can hear sirens outside, and an ambulance apparently is moving down now into the basement. Here comes the ambulance. And Oswald will be removed now. The ambulance is being pulled up in front of us here.
It's unbelievable.
Here, someone has...
Back.
Okay. Pat, can you move? Pat, move just to your left.
We can see now that police are hemming off Newsman in the basement of Dallas City Hall, hemming them off so that Lee Oswald can be taken to an ambulance, which was just brought into the basement of the City Hall.
Situation.
We're switching now to Bob Huffacker.
Oswald will be moved quickly outside. And the only word so far is that the shot came from a man wearing a black hat and a coat. Here comes Oswald. He is ashen and unconscious at this time, now being moved in. He's not moving. He's in the ambulance now. Attended. Police are quickly tying him in. They're now having to remove the armored truck from the head of the basement entrance here. And the ambulance is waiting for the tenants to move the armored truck, which
this is the armored truck on the outside of the Dallas Police Department. It's being moved out onto Commerce Street, and now the ambulance is coming out. The ambulance with Lee Harvey Oswald, who was shot just a few minutes ago as he was being transferred from the city jail to the county courthouse. Now let's go back to Harry Reasoner in New York.
We have just watched a fantastic scene in Dallas. All preparations have been made for the very careful transfer of Lee Oswald from one jail to another, with the assumption that there might be some kind of trouble or attempted vengeance on the man. With all those preparations made, as you saw, he was shot in the basement of the police station. The confused reports from the basement, they got one man who saw the shooting. It was apparently done by a fellow who the people there assumed was a Secret Service agent or maybe one of the detectives. There was nobody down there except detectives, some Secret Service men, and reporters. But the first information was that the reporters were kept in one corner of the hall. Could not have been one of them who fired the shot. And this eyewitness said that apparently it was this man disguised, we don't know yet, as a detective or as a Secret Service man. This development, it fits the startling and momentous news of the last few days, but it would have been assumed that even if an assassin could get to the President of the United States in the streets of Dallas, the Dallas police would be able to protect their suspect in their own building. The television cameras were on. The event was being reported on tape because it had been anticipated for several hours that Oswald was about to be moved. When that most people in this country were watching the preparations in Washington for the cortege to carry the body of President Kennedy from the White House to the Capitol, in newsrooms throughout the country where there were television setups, they were watching the basement of the courthouse, and they were about ready to go there for what was expected to be the uneventful transfer of Oswald from one jail to another. When suddenly the scuffle broke out, the shot had been fired, all was confusion, police pushed reporters back, we pushed each other around, ordered everybody to stand absolutely still. They had had an armored police vehicle in that basement entryway, ready to take Oswald to the other jail, anticipating that there might be some trouble on the streets. The trouble came there instead, and an ambulance was sent for immediately. There's been absolutely no word yet on what kind of a wound it was, except that initially, Oswald apparently grasped at his stomach. An ambulance was sent, brought in, and instead of being loaded into the armored vehicle, Lee Oswald was put into the ambulance and taken to a hospital. He, now wounded to some degree not known, just as the two men that he is accused of killing were shot on Friday. This is one of the rare cases where the kind of confusion that takes place when an event like that occurs is actually available on television. It was recorded on tape. The cameras were there waiting for what they expected to be an interesting but not eventful transfer. The police have become more and more convinced and more unequivocal in their statements that they have a case against Oswald in the assassination of the president. Dallas' chief of police spoke only this morning of new evidence. He wouldn't discuss exactly what it was, but apparently it relates to testimony. We're now going to go back to Dallas.
Police Department of Dallas, where Lee Harvey Oswald was shot a few moments ago. There's been a law official out of our camera range who was going to try to get what's being said. Okay, newsmen are being allowed down into the basement now. They were those on the outside of the building were kept outside by police. And this discussion here has just been over whether they're to be allowed inside. The information that we've been able to get so far is that Lee Harvey Oswald, as he was about to be transferred from here at the Dallas City Jail, came down to the basement, was headed toward an armored car that was to take him to the county jail. He was shot. We do not know who shot him. However, the man who shot him, the word from down here is that he has been arrested. The weapon that was used to shoot him, the police have. And now the investigation is going on to somewhere probably up on either the third or fourth floor of the Dallas City Police Department.
We're back at headquarters in New York. We have we got our tape. We have re-racked the video tape that shows that whole scene of confusion. We will now roll it into the CNN cabin.
Basement floor of the Dallas City Hall, and that's a scuffle on the basement floor. It seems to concern the target.
He has been shot. Oswald has been shot.
Lee Oswald. We're going to.
Oswald has been shot.
We're going to switch. Now, police are pulling. We're going to switch now to Bob Huffacker down in the basement of the courthouse who is close to the scene. Go ahead, Bob.
Lee Harold Oswald has been shot.